Okay.
You're on, Mr. Chairman.
All righty. Welcome, everybody. Let's see. We'll start by asking for a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. We will get into resolutions then. Well, we have a Dr. Smith and Commissioner Iapozzi here. Now, was there anything that you wanted to share with the committee, or are you here just if we have questions?
John Milgram just joined.
Only if you had questions, I believe. Yeah. Mark asked me to sit in case sure. You did on some of the resolutions. But beyond that, I don't think I have anything to add.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah, we got a full house with everybody then. All right. We will start with 424. Now, this is establishing a policy requiring the county stabilization center, requiring a county stabilization center, and requesting that the initiation of procurement process for people experiencing mental health and or substance abuse crisis. Now, this was recommended from the Criminal Justice Reform Task Force.
No, it's from the Behavioral Health Task Force.
Oh, this was behavioral. Oh, okay. I don't know where.
I can speak to this also.
Okay.
If you want to, because this is what Eve and I have been working on for quite some time now. So this initiated with the, the call for the ways to spend the American Rescue Plan funds. And so Eve and I went down and we visited the Crisis Stabilization Center in Dutchess County, had good conversations there. We did a lot of back and forth with them in terms of what it takes to build up a center, what the finances would be. And then ultimately, my initial impression of how we were supposed to spend this money was to give seed money to something that could then become self-sustaining. And so that's what we asked a lot of questions about that, about how would you do future billing? How would this work? So I felt very satisfied that this would be a one-time large investment on the stabilization center, which would then be able to sustain itself through billing to the state. And so we went back and forth, created the budget, submitted that in with the other proposals. John, you can speak to this, but the executive's office saw that. I think they were very happy with a lot of the pieces of that. And so that's why you see these resolutions before you today.
I'd like to move to discuss resolution 424.
Second, if it wasn't already.
I figured I'd get that formality done. And
thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah, somebody second that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Al, you got it.
Okay. Super. Craig, can I
get a
little context?
Yeah,
okay. This is one of several resolutions that were postponed last month that were originally proposed by Eve. Under the premise, it was postponed under the premise, we will see what's in the budget. We've since presented the budget. Pat presented it late last week. This is a centerpiece of the mental health part of the budget. It does include a capital project for a mental health and addiction recovery center, which I think, as Peter kind of rightfully said, the idea is to create through capital a center, a brick and mortar facility that can contain all the services that the county is looking for on a sustaining, revenue sustaining basis. So this is in the budget. It is a capital project. It is hoped to be funded through the ARP program. And I'm not sure how the resolution fits in now, if it's still postponed pending how the budget turns out or what, but that was just some of the context from the last meeting and where we stand.
And this is just to begin the process, the procurement process. So, and then do you know what those numbers look like?
Oh, Carol, if you know offhand, I think it was 3-something million for the center. I shouldn't be speaking.
That's correct, actually. That's stated in the resolution.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
Yeah, I got a question about this. So sure. in Executive Ryan's budget release he did the other day in New Paltz. He brought this up as well, part of the budget process. My question is there a specific location plan? I know it's a brick and mortar building. I liken this to the Head Trauma Center, only in a different way. And I mean no pun in with that, but a location like that, is there something, or are we going to end up hooking up with another local facility and using them? And I'm being as politically correct with this as I can.
Chairman, John Milgram has his hand up.
Oh, yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, if you can just give me a heads up, somebody's hand up, yeah. Sure, I can see everybody at once. You actually have to, yeah, let me know how you get everybody into the same screen. But anyway, yeah, if you could, if you see somebody with their hand up, just give me a heads up. Yeah, but
Craig, go up to the, Craig, if I can, just for a second, go up to the upper right corner of your screen with your thing and it'll say gallery view.
Okay.
Click on that and you'll see everybody.
Okay, thank you.
If you want to see everybody, Craig, let's see.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Just no, there's a, to answer or through the chair to answer Legislator Bruno's question. We've been considering some sites. I don't think one has been solidified at this point. The intent is to have a central main site for these services, however. So nothing is, no site has been selected. Ready for build out.
And if I could just add on, I know that we'll talk about this in the next resolution, but the concept is to have the central site in Kingston or close to probably in Kingston itself, and then the respite houses farther afield so that we can be really servicing as much of the county as possible.
Understood. No, it makes sense. I just wasn't sure because a lot of times these things come up, there's always a plan in the background, but we don't hear about it until after it's already happened. So I'm being blunt about this. I kind of brought this idea up in our meetings previously when we had Dr. Doyle on here. I said, why don't we just build our own place? I said that many times, and now I'm just curious as if this is part of that now, if we're going to, we had a specific place in mind, whether it be Tech City, whether it be a Health Alliance or Ellenville Hospital. I mean, is there something, is there a plan that we're not all seeing yet? That's what I want to know.
No, but yeah,
in other words, are there discussions, is the executive's office having discussions or have an idea?
We're absolutely having discussions. We don't have anything finalized by any stretch. Legislator Bruno, we have looked at as a potential concept, the Broadway corridor concept. Because there is some space being vacated by Health Alliance. We're looking at some other medical facilities, other facilities that are on the market, but nothing has been finalized yet. So yes, okay. There are discussions, but nothing, no deal has been locked in.
Okay.
But just in terms of the resolution, since it was postponed pending the submission of the budget, I would ask that this resolution is carefully reviewed so that it doesn't create a non-intended redundancy with what's in the budget. So I haven't looked at it that closely in the last few days, but I think it's aligned with what we had in the budget presentation. I just don't want it to conflict in any way.
Understood. Is this going to another committee?
It'll go to Ways and Means. It's got financial impact.
From Ways. Okay.
Legislator Petit joined us, Chairman.
If I may, so I read it pretty carefully, John, and I don't think it has any conflict with where you're headed. I think it's actually very much in a dovetail.
It's going to law enforcement and public safety and Ways and Means.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, so that gives a little bit of time, you know, if there are potentially any conflicts, but Pete, I trust that considering you work closely with this, yeah, that if you're comfortable with it, then I'm comfortable with it. And if the rest of the committee is as well, then yeah, I think we should vote.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion that we block resolution 424 and 425 because they essentially are the same thing or similar to it.
Is Yeah, and then if you want to do that, and then we can have discussion. Well, we can vote on it right now and just go right into it. That way everybody has an opportunity.
I'd actually prefer to not block them personally because I just think they should stand on their own.
Okay. Do you want to withdraw your motion?
I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay. All right. Well, then, if there's no further discussion on 424, then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Laura? Harry. Laura, are you in favor?
Laura, are you here?
I'm here. What was the title on the resolution?
This was 424. This is establishing a policy requiring a county stabilization center.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Via the recommendation of the behavioral task force and not the law enforcement. Got it. So, okay. So we will go into 425, establishing a policy requiring people, requiring respite houses in Ulster County and requesting the initiation of the procurement process to secure services for individuals in need of substance use recovery assistance.
Move this for discussion.
Second.
Discussion.
So if I may, as I mentioned before, we really looked at the model in Dutchess, and you know, the whole concept of this is that there's a central location that can then funnel people to where they need to go, whether they need to actually go to an emergency room, whether they just need a couple hours to kind of cool out and have a little bit of support, and then they can go back home. Or they might need actually a respite house where they can spend a few days up to, I think we said up to 7 days. I can't remember exactly, but you know, the concept I think is a really, really strong concept. And it's important again, that we have these locations as wide as possible in the county. So we, you know, kind of talked about Ellenville, kind of talked about somewhere, you know, kind of up in the northern section of the county, so that we're really able to serve as many people as possible with these. And they've done it really successfully in Dutchess. We heard a lot of amazing tales, you know, conversations about people who had, you know, they were really seriously in crisis. And then just after a few days having the support around them, they were able to kind of go back into their lives and create a game plan about how they were going to kind of move back into it. And so really successful. And I don't know if Dr. Smith or Mike, if you have any stories about how respite houses work, but everything I heard was very positive about them.
I got a question.
Chairman, Legislator Bruno has a question. You can just speak up.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm back. Go ahead.
All right. That's okay. So through the chair to Legislator Criswell, my question is, the respite houses aren't the triage center. That would be 424 would become like a triage center. Is that right? I'm a little confused with the way you.
So what happens is somebody presents with a problem, right? So they show up at the crisis stabilization center. The center then acts as a hub to help them get to the place they need to get to. So either they go to an emergency room, or the stabilization center itself will have kind of a cool out area for a certain amount of time. I believe it's up to 23 hours at that point. And then if it's deemed necessary, then they can get funneled to one of these respite houses for a longer stay to kind of stabilize and figure out then what the next step would be.
So my follow-up question to that, and because I know you and Eve, Legislator Eve, have done an incredible amount of work with this thing. First of all, thank you. That being said, if somebody, let's say, for example, in Ellenville, shows up at a respite house because that's the closest place that they can get and they're in crisis, will that respite house act as like a satellite to the stabilization center as well. I mean, that's what I'm kind of getting at. Because some of these people, you can't travel to go to get back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not the function of the respite house. And I have not heard respite houses used as stabilization centers. I think they're two really different things. I'd have to look into that further. That's a really great question. But that, to my knowledge, a respite house is not used as a stabilization center.
I was just curious if there would be some kind of an arm of that, either somehow or other, like a local.
That wasn't what was presented to us at any of the locations that we looked at. It was strictly a respite house that was a second location to after going to a stabilization center.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I would just weigh in. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for the invitation to join the meeting. I think both of the proposals in each resolution are really vital components of trying to restore responsive mental health services. It was mentioned that it's part of the county's larger budgetary proposals. I mean, I can't speak enough to the need for a crisis stabilization center. We often have clients that arrive at our building on a daily basis that are not able to meet the thresholds for mental health intervention in order to get admitted into a psychiatric facility for involuntary observation. They are frequently assessed by our mobile mental health and deemed to have capacity, but they still present with behaviors that don't make them appropriate to place in a hotel or motel or a shelter. We also have clients that don't have acute medical needs that fall into that same category. And I think Peter indicated, you know, accurately that to have a location that we could refer those individuals to for 23 hours to assess their needs, stabilize their circumstances, and then they may end up in a more traditional placement or a respite placement while some of their more involved needs are being addressed. But I would just, you know, say very significantly and very gratefully, I think that both of those proposals are going to better equip us to be able to, you know, meet needs of individuals in crisis who present and have to have somewhere to actually physically go. So I'm very encouraged that these are part of the proposals that have been arrived at by the various task forces and committees who are addressing these issues.
I'm okay with it. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone else? All right. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we will move on to 433. Confirming an appointment to the Community Service Board. This is the Substance Abuse Subcommittee. Move for discussion.
I'll make that motion. Move for discussion.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Laura did.
Okay. Any discussion? This is for John Brown, 1-year appointment. Would assume the resume is attached as it usually is.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we have 476, 477, and 485 through 490 are all increase in state funding. If everybody's agreeable, we can block them.
Make a motion we block resolutions 476 through 490.
I'll second that motion.
Second. Discussion on the block? On the block? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. On the resolutions?
It's passed through and it's a kind of a mandatory increase that's funded from the funding entity. So I don't know what else there is to say about it.
Yeah. Right. Well, we need a motion on the resolutions then, right?
No. I know. I just was trying to encapsulate all the discussion we could have in one pithy statement.
Okay, I'll make the resolution. That motion.
Okay. A second?
Second.
All right. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Very good. 491, approving contract amendment for $65,340 with Cornerstone Family Healthcare.
I'll move for discussion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. This is 100% federal, the substance abuse services. Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, 492, approving a contract amendment for $249,589 with Family Services.
I'll move it.
All right.
Second it.
Second. Yeah, same as, similar 491, 100% federal substance abuse services. All right, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
493, approving a contract for $1.4 million with health research.
You got that backwards, Chairman?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not 1.4.
4.1.
4.1. No, yeah.
You said 1.4.
Oh, I did? All right. Beautiful. Yeah, if it wasn't 100% federal, then yeah, the 1.4 would have been better. But no, we're good. 4.1, approving a contract, $4.1 million with health research. I move for discussion.
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
All right.
What exactly are we? I don't have the whole resolution in front of me.
This is PHEP. What is that? Public Health Emergency Preparedness, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Dr. Smith.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's funding that's coming from the state to support school reopening. And Health Research Incorporated is actually the funding arm of the New York State Department of Health. And that's why those two terms or names are in the resolution, but it is money that's coming to us to support school reopening, to support the testing and whatnot that we're doing across the county for the various school districts. Basically that's about it. No county dollars are involved. It's literally grant funding through the state.
Thank you, Dr. Smith.
Mm-hmm. Great. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 494, approving a contract for $172,000 with health research for overdose data election. Plan. Is that right? Or is that a mistake on my part?
It is against funding from originally, I believe, from SAMHSA through the state OD2A. It's the overdose to action funding line.
Oh, to action. That's what.
Yeah, and gotcha. Yep, 72,000 of that. That's why it speaks to the next two resolutions. 72,000 of that money is going to People Inc. In order to support their peer-to-peer activity. 100,000 is being kept as restricted in reserve. So that 100,000 isn't going to be spent outright. But so that funding has been divided into two. The 72,000 portion of it will go to People Inc.
Got it. And again, that's 100% federal.
Yeah.
Password.
And peer-to-peer for opioid-dependent individuals and substance use disorder recovery.
Okay. Sounds like a no-brainer, right, Al?
Pretty much. That's my line, yep.
Yeah. All in favor?
Yeah, somebody has to move it.
Oh, who wants to move?
I'll move it.
Oh, second.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. 495, approving contract amendment $72,000 with People Projects.
That's just what I referred to before. Right. Yep.
I'd say I'm moving for discussion, but we already had the discussion, so.
Discuss and adopt.
Yep. We got a second?
A second.
Awesome. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 496, approving contract for $112,500 with Samadhi Center to increase hours of operation for the recovery outreach program to 24 hours, 7 days a week for residents with opioid use disorder.
I'll move
for discussion. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll move that.
Yeah. There was a question in chair's committee meeting prior to this. And what are the operational hours now? If anybody may know, Dr. Smith or.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've got it here if you want. Right. Both of us do. Tara says they operate now 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. I believe they're closed on Sundays.
Okay.
And if I can just mention, Legislator Uchitel and I and Legislator Walter took a tour of their new facility, and it's pretty, it's impressive. And the advancements that they want to make from where they currently are, it's going to really serve our community well.
Where are they located?
Right now they're on Clinton Street, but they've got a space on Broadway that is probably at this point now almost finished with their rehab. And Abe, do you remember what their intended opening date was? I can't remember now.
It's sometime later this year. They were making fast progress.
Right. I remember it was fall. I think it was fall.
Yeah.
So.
And, Legislator Criswell, were they also planning on having respite housing there as well?
There's I can't remember now how many units that are short-term housing for folks. Is it three or four? I can't remember, Abe. Do you remember?
Something in that ballpark. Yeah. But they were like one of the apartments, it was basically like an apartment, and you can see when you walk in and you can kind of see where they have the support facilities, the kind of medical side, and then you go upstairs and there's the residential side. It made a lot of sense.
The other piece of this that I think you want to keep in mind is that this is specifically for substance abuse. Whereas when we're talking the crisis stabilization center, that's the broader mental health community. Although obviously there's often lots of overlap, but the Samadhi work is really specific.
Okay. All right. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 497, approving a contract for $71,000 with Berkshire Farm. And this is for residential foster care assessment. Move. Motion. Yeah.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Gotcha.
Okay. Any discussion? Questions? No? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So 498 through 504 are all 100% state funded contract amendments for foster care. I don't know if the committee would want to block those together.
I move to block 498 to 504 since they all come actually from the same statute anyway. Like it, yeah.
I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion on the block? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. On the resolutions, move for discussion.
Move it.
I'll second.
Discussion? Hearing none? Oh.
Somebody I was going to say, as Legislator Uchitel just said, they're all the same. We're all good. I'm good.
They are. All right. Well, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Very good. Now, we had, and was that new business? Nettie, I don't have that in front of me. I'm missing that. The new business. Let me see.
Do you want me to read it off, Craig?
Yeah, if you could. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, new business 2022 non-county contract agency funding. Consider preparing a list of recommendations based on community needs.
Yeah. Okay. Daddy, you had a lengthy discussion, right, with who is it, Amber?
Right. She said that this year's budget has a lump sum in it and that we don't have to address individual needs until next year. But right. The chairman of the Ways and Means, John said wanted the committees to, if you have something in mind, to create a list and share it with Amber.
Yeah, so basically if there's anything that's important to you, you want to make sure that, yeah, it gets out there, you know, potentially in end of the budget. So create a list and share it.
So if I may, is this the resolution that we passed that came out of the Legislative Programs Committee asking for the lump sum? Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that. And it was actually above what we had requested, if I'm remembering this correctly. Is that right, Nenny?
That's what I'm told. I don't know the amount, though.
Yeah. That's what this is in reference to.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So you want us to forward names or is there a proposal that should be attached to that?
I believe John had a list, like he wanted more than just a name, but some information about them.
No, I think a proposal would be helpful. No, definitely more than a name. At least they have something to reference.
Yeah, I mean, if it's somebody that you've already
somebody from previous years.
Yeah, they have it on file, but just let them know that you're still interested in those people receiving the funds. I'm trying to find his wording. I can't find it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty. That's explained well. I think we're okay, right? Yeah. Okay. Very good. Does anybody have anything else to bring to the committee?
Well, Craig, on the old business, laws and rules amended proposed local law number 6 of 2021.
That was mostly clerical. There was some language that was clarified, so they had amended it. We had passed it out of our committee with the idea that it would go through laws and rules and that they would adjust whatever had to be done in order to be acceptable. So that was done, and they just wanted to let us know and report back to health committee that it was taken care of.
Yeah, you already voted on this last month, but they just wanted to give you a heads up that they changed. You know, it's not just school resource officers. They added staff, psychiatrists, clinicians, counselors, mental health, nurse practitioners to the list. That's all that I can
say. Right. It was just specifics. So, yeah.
So they just wanted to know.
Is there anything else? Anyone else?
I'd like to make a motion for adjournment.
I'll second that.
All right. Very good. Well, it was good seeing everybody. Hope everyone stays healthy. Thank you, Dr. Smith and Commissioner Iapussi for joining us.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you both.
Of course. Yeah. Our deputy executive as well. So everybody be well. Have a great night.
We see Milgram all the time, but Dr. Smith and Mike, Dr. Smith and Commissioner Iapussi are.
No respect, John. No respect.
No offense to John.
Well, John doesn't often join us here. So yeah, it was good.
That's true.
All right. Yeah.